Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
I'ma get the money till my heart stops. Can't let them crackers put me in another small box. I had that Glock 30 when I was on y'all block. And when I saw ops, I just let off all shots. Damn, we really went to school with them niggas. Only God knows what I wanna do to them niggas. Yeah, times change, this is difficult. Toting on a 40-inch DaVinci Code. No winter time is cold, son. I do this for that little nigga with his nose running. He can't wait to blow, he can't wait to sneeze. He ain't got shit, but a 40, he can't wait to squeeze. Hit a lick, then he got booked doing 10 years, he can't wait to leave. Why the fuck they hate me? Reason why is cause they ain't me. Wanna see me fall, they wanna break me. Why the fuck they hate me? My first rollie, I was 18. Thinking I might cash out on the AP. Why the fuck they hate me? They been blotting on me lately. Ballin' till I'm falling like I'm KD.
Why they hate me, man? Listen, man. Song of the week, man. Zig Money, man. Hate me, man. Check him out, man. Listen, man, Zig Money, man.
Zig.
South Philly, man. South Philly. Zig Money, man. They hate me.
I like that joint.
Listen, man, I'm Wallow 267, and this is
me.
You don't say your name when I'm doing the joint. You don't say your name when I'm doing it. You don't say your name when you're doing it.
Hey, fucking we.
Listen, y'all, I'm going to stand down.
I sound like a fucking lawnmower in this joint.
$1 million worth of game.
With some leaves stuck in it. No, nigga, this, fuck that.
You had your jaw
this
broke
week,
again.
Listen.
The way you did that, you had
I'm
your jaw
Gilly
broke.
I'm Gilly the King. This is Khan and the King of the Nut-Ass Niggas, just for the record. K-O-N-A-N, King of the Nut-Ass Niggas. And we got our producer over there.
Dev Nasty.
No. We got to put the whole, we got to put the I-N on there.
No, hold up.
Devin Nasty.
Hold up. Dangerous Devin Nasty.
Oh, Dangerous Devin Nasty.
Yeah, because it lets you know that
the I do porn star.
I do karate and I'm a porn star. That's a crazy handle.
Right.
Like if I see you in the back alley, because hold up, you know he got vigilante on his profile. Like he's a vigilante. Like if he see you doing some shit at night, he's gonna stop you from doing some crime.
So yeah, on his Instagram page, he got vigilante.
He got vigilante. Like what do that mean? Like if you see something happening, you're gonna stop.
I intervene sometime.
So if somebody shoots somebody, you're gonna jump in front of the bullet.
Can I just tell you something? I got a lot of love for you, right?
He said he gonna intervene.
Keep that vigilante shit in Jersey.
No, keep that shit in the house.
Because if you try that shit in Philly.
What's the difference between Philly and Camden?
But listen, let me ask you a question.
You don't be doing your vigilante work in Camden.
He can't do it in Philly because I done vigilante work before.
Yeah, and to a nigga went upside your fucking head and all that vigilante work went right out the window.
Let me just ask you a question, Dev.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How... Back in the day, because he was a vicious nut ass nigga. Like Wallow went through
too.
So many stages of life. He was one of them niggas that used to wear the hat with the little nipple at the top.
I did not
yes,
what?
Did,
Guardian
bitch.
Angel hat.
Yes,
you fucking lying.
Yes, you did, bitch.
You fucking lying.
You wore Guardian Angel
you
hat.
Fucking lying.
Like,
oh, you lying.
You did say you wanted to be one.
Listen,
no, I said
listen.
I respected what they was doing.
He wanted
because
to be
we
a
was
GA.
Doing the same thing.
He wanted to be
we
a GA.
We was doing the same thing.
He wanted to be a GA. You know what I mean? You definitely want to be guarding
the
angel.
This is the old twist. Don't lie on me.
Hold on.
You don't lie on me.
He had the hat on with the little nipple at the top, right? Little hard, little joint.
How old was he?
Nigga was like 15.
You're lying, man. Come on, man.
16.
I was not.
Because them niggas, listen, them niggas was big back in the day. You got to understand, Wallow was off the porch. Wallow got locked up his first time when he was 11. Then he caught a case at 12, 13, 14, all those years. Every year he
caught
a case.
Let me just
so hold on. How was he a criminal and a crime stopper?
Because he looked up to them niggas, right?
It's real. It's oxymoronic. It's crazy.
He tried to stop an old head. He's a young boy. He tried to stop an old head from snatching a pocketbook back in the day.
He lying on me.
Old head went upside his shit. You know goddamn well old head went up beside your shit at Broad and Allegheny in the subway.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Fucking hat with
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Off and
I didn't even know he ran. Listen, what happened is he basically ran over, like ran into me. He was big and he bumped me. I wasn't fighting crime that day, so he's lying on me. We was just there, but I knew he was gonna remix the story. We was there. We staying there. He snatched a joint, and I turn around because I hear a scream. Because when I hear a scream, that's when the vigilante kicking. All I heard was, "Ah, give me my." my pocketbook. I go to turn it around and see what's going on. Poof. Listen, this dude was big. So when he ran by me, but I wasn't in defense mode, so it don't count. That shit don't count. You can't put that shit on my jacket.
Went on top of your head.
No, he didn't go on my head. He just hit me. He bumped me, man.
He bumped you and your hat flew off.
Listen, he bumped me. All he did was bump me. But it was a hard bump because he big as shit. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason he got away, if Earl was there, that shit wouldn't happen. He wouldn't even thought about doing no shit like that if Earl was there.
But you was the son of Earl, so.
But no, I didn't know what was going on. Right. Like, this nut probably seen what was happening. Because I'm like, say you talking to somebody.
I'm about my business. I ain't had nothing to do with that.
You supposed to inform me about what was going on.
Old head was older than both of us. I ain't had nothing to do with that.
But he looking this. Let's just imagine. He looking this way. And all I heard is scream. He's seen everything go down. He's seen what go on. He didn't let me know. So he see what's go down. And all you heard was, I gave my pocketbook back.
And you I go to turn around.
I get ran over. He step out the way. He step out the way. Tell me, you all right, cuz?
Let's get into our sponsors, just
for the record, a vigilante don't mean like you necessarily out in the bushes saving other people. It means like you might be a regular citizen. You don't do crime. But when somebody fuck with you, you don't go to the police. You kind of take things into your own hands.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, well, that's a vigilante.
That's what Earl was doing too. But listen, we want to get into our sponsors.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So you said Gilly was drunk when you had to drive him?
Yeah, I had to drive him. He was drunk. He had some like, at this time, I think this was St. Ives. He had like two. He had 240s of St.
Or did somebody roofie him? Nobody like roofied him or nothing. Slipped him a Mickey.
I mean, no, somebody slipped my man a Mickey, and he woke up at the hospital with his ass bleeding.
A couple weeks ago.
You got a lot of explaining to do.
Slim,
you got a lot of explaining. Let me just say something. He got some case money, right? Listen, he got some case money, right?
This is a real person?
Listen, he got some case money. He had $86,000 in a book bag. We went to FC Curry back the other day. He bought a car straight cash, right? He left FC Curry back.
Magically left.
Went missing for 2 days. And then when he finally talked to him, he was perfectly fine. Woke up at the hospital with his ass bleeding.
Talking about he don't know what
Nobody
happened.
Ain't take no money from him or nothing. Still got the book bag.
His cheeks was
more
in pain.
Money in it. Yeah,
yeah. He told somebody slipped me a roofie. Where would you have to get slipped a roofie? Mm. What type of life?
Shout out to Slim.
Shout out to Sliz. I don't
and
know.
And all the roofie slippers.
No, did you think Rusty slipped it?
I think Rusty might have slipped
Rusty gave him a roofer. But where Rusty take him for him to be in the pain? How you get rushed to emergency for a behind injury? Like, how do you get rushed to emergency for that? You just wake up, you don't know
you
where
got
you're
at. Where was Rusty shot
at? Where was Rusty at? Oh, where was Rusty at? That's my old twist. Because you was last seen with Rusty. And all of a sudden, you're talking
about. And we all know you can't trust no nigga named Rusty.
Yeah, they did sound like
that's a bad joke.
That sound like it's a bad handle. But then on top of that, they test your blood and say, you had roofie, all type of roofie paraphernalia in your blood. You know what I mean? Paraphernalia is not.
Let's get $1 million worth of game.
Paraphernalia is what is coming out. I'm not. No, you had roofie.
Yeah, paraphernalia is what it coming.
Like the extra thing. The accessories.
Drug.
The accessories.
Yeah, but he had it in his blood.
Ass nigga. Nigga had paraphernalia in his blood. Shut the fuck up.
He's a nut ass nigga.
Hey, listen. Let's get into this segment of $1 million worth of game, right?
Hold up. This segment of $1 million worth of game is sponsored by, have you had any good hair lately? Life is about to change for us, guys. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen, but I'm going to just say this. If you can't relate, don't hate. But, you know, once again, this is sponsored by I'm going to have good hair lately. Dev going to have good hair lately. Gil's going to have good hair lately soon. And we're going to be telling you, but this is sponsored by EverythingDivaGlam.com.
What the fuck would happen if IG shut down?
IG shut down. What do you do? What do you do, Dev?
I'm going to keep it all be real. If IG shut down, a lot of these niggas is not going to have any bitches.
Yeah.
Because most of these niggas get their bitches out of a DM.
Yeah.
Because these, and be old niggas too.
They don't know how to talk to a chick.
No. So
So if you take IG away, a lot of niggas ain't gonna handle bitches.
You gotta think, a lot of niggas like we.
It's gonna go back to you had to run up on bitches.
Yeah, like before texting, like it was niggas that couldn't get bitches before texting because they couldn't talk on the phone. They couldn't talk to a chick in real life and then get on the phone and finesse it. They gotta think about what they gonna say and type it and all that.
IG shut down. I'd be salty as shit though. I love IG.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if IG shut down, their Instagram business owner, you're in trouble. Most people got a lot of businesses on Instagram and they connect with people and they just hit the link and it's cool. But people don't handle physical locations. A lot of people is not collecting people emails and none of that. So they're done. It's nowhere. If you're selling me something and you just drop off the earth, because newsflash, Black Planet, MySpace, Vine, it's all gone. I truly believe that Instagram going to be gone one day. I deeply believe that. A lot of people think it's like everything is about they taking something away from you. Your alerts don't go to everybody when you post something no more. Everything is about to take. And then it might just say, woof. And Facebook might buy something else that's on the move.
Right.
So everything that you was living on the gram, which is the Black CNN, that's where you hear your news first. Anything that you know, you hear first on the gram. Oh, which name got shot? Oh, which name did this? Trump did this. You hear first on the gram. Somebody posting it, putting it there. But I just say, if you got a business right now, take advantage, collect people emails, build a relationship with your customers. Because if Instagram shut down, a lot of people is done. I'm talking about done.
Yeah, building a relationship is most important because I've run my whole operation off of social media.
And let me tell you something. If Instagram... It's pros and cons to Instagram shutting down, though. If Instagram shut down, guess what? You know how many niggas ain't got to fraud no motherfucking more?
They can just go back to living their regular life.
They can just
life.
Go back to being regular. Because all these niggas is frauding on the gram. Let's keep it real. All these niggas is living a lie. You know how many niggas is standing on Bentley with H&M jeans on? You mean to tell me you standing on a Bentley with some fucking H&M jeans on?
He just probably enjoying living his best life.
No, that don't go together. Like you, but niggas say they money up, they run in Miami, they run a car for one day, and take 11,000 pictures in that one motherfucking day. You hear me? Them niggas, listen, niggas now the niggas go back to being regular now. There's no more regular niggas out here. Everybody's living a life. These bitches could go back to being regular. You hear me? They ain't got a front. They ain't got to be in competition. You bitches can go back to being regular.
Do you believe that Instagram raised the insecurity rate?
Yes, in our because community? Instagram, let me tell you something. Motherfuckers could go back to not arguing. Because let's be for real. A lot of arguments that happen... be about Instagram. So it's some pros and cons.
People got killed about Instagram.
There's some bitches right now that wish Instagram would shut the fuck down. Because they can't stop they niggas from being in bitches' DMs. So there's some pros and some cons to it. You know?
But so you're saying that, and you believe, do y'all agree that 90% of our problems in the Black community all come from Instagram. It's a beef, it's a problem. I ain't speaking to them because they ain't post me or I ain't this or this, then the third.
I wouldn't say 90%, but I'd probably say about 70%.
That's a large percentage, though. That's sad. Most people don't like each other. What's the name? Because, oh, y'all post this. Oh,
you but it's crazy that in people's minds, Instagram give you validation.
No.
Oh, my girl posted me on her Instagram. She loves me more. Oh, my boyfriend posts me on Instagram. He really loves me.
A lot of times, I don't mean that. That's just the cover that they somewhere fucking doing something and to throw you off.
Like, and it might not be, but for people, that's validation. IG is like instant validation.
I think it's because if people have a page and they show everything in their life, but they don't show their girl or their dude, in people's minds, it looks weird. Like, damn, you'll show everything, your dog, your job, your homies that you go out with, but you never see the nigga.
Because let's be for real. A lot of these bitches be stepping stones. No disrespect.
Dudes, too.
Right. So, I'm with you. I love you. You look out for me, but bitch, you ugly. I ain't showing my side bitches that face. Side bitches be mad as shit. That's who you go home to, bitch, looking like Caesar. You like this. You hugging Caesar. She all on your Instagram page. Go!
But what do you do? You go to Facebook now?
So
yeah,
so,
they want to go to something else.
So sometimes motherfuckers got to face reality. Oh, she don't never post me. You ain't a good look.
Damn.
Is that true?
I mean, I could see that being an issue. It could be plenty of things, man.
Is that true?
But that would make it the validation thing, because it's validating it from what Gil's saying. In their minds, it's validating that he is proud of how I look or who I am.
Right.
So he posts me up so he feel validated. They right. feel like what you said, they could be sneaky, but it's really like, at least he's letting bitches know that I exist. You know what I mean? Right. That's what they look for.
You know how many niggas in a relationship feel like, bitch, I'm a secret. I know I'm a secret. You don't even acknowledge me. Like, that's because, you know, she ain't, a lot of times, she ain't fucking you. She fucking the leather seats in that Mercedes. She with you because you make her life brighter, because you make her bills lighter.
Mm.
It's a difference, player.
So if Instagram shut down, a lot of people going to be disconnected from getting their bills paid?
What?
Absolutely.
What? Hold on. These bitches sell pussy on Instagram. Let's be for real.
You're not saying Instagram is back page.
Shit.
They just changed the name?
Hey, anytime I put something up, it's bitches in my comments. You wouldn't believe my story when you see it. Look at my story right now. I'm naked. Come get this pussy for $300. Like, what are you talking about?
No, but see, I understand what he's saying, because a lot of women will put it on their stories and put it on their page. Oh, don't DM me. Don't DM me if you can't pay my bills. You're like, damn.
Right.
Yeah, that's a
they
fact.
Be straightforward. Right. Don't DM me if you can't pay my
right.
bills.
Don't want to chill if you can't pay a bill, nigga.
If you can't pay a bill, you can't chill. Yeah.
Shit real around here.
Shit real.
They tried to make that shit sound cool, too. They made it sound real smooth.
I ain't got no time. My time is worth money.
Let me tell you something. You got to respect a woman that's like that, because she letting you know what it is.
She let you know she's selling something.
You want me to put these lips on your dick? You better have a grip. You got to respect that.
Yeah. Nah, but some of them, it's not that say it like in a prostitution way. They try to make it more like this is what a man's supposed to do.
Wait, hold on.
I'm saying that's how they deliver it.
Wait,
bro.
Hold on. Who don't know when a woman's selling pussy?
That's not what I said.
You know when a woman's
yeah,
selling
but
pussy.
That's not what I said. So that
Deb, you
don't want
some pussy in your lifetime.
Who?
Deb don't buy.
Yeah, I heard Deb bought some pussy in his
when?
Life.
When? Tell the story. Tell it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I want to hear it. Tell it. Tell it.
You bought some pussy in your
tell life.
No, I didn't. Nothing.
Low, you bought some pussy at 14.
That don't count, man. God damn. You bringing up shit from back in the day. Oh, everybody was buying something back then.
And no, they wasn't.
Hey, listen.
He was with me.
Listen. His first dick could suck came from a smoker. Now, granted,
no,
she had just started smoking.
Granted,
she just started smoking, but she was a nice smoker. Like,
you're
she
lying,
wasn't
man.
All the way out there yet. But his first dick suck came from a smoker.
Let me ask you something real, and be real.
He was 13.
Because you're going to be
real. His first dick suck came from Sherry.
Yo.
He
was a rat, man. You was a rat.
What's well, snitch, snitch back?
Snitch back. No, I'm not going to snitch back. Snitch back. Dude, that's
wait,
not cool.
Wait,
snitch
wait,
back.
Wait,
what type of shit is that?
I'm snitch not back.
He's a rat. No, he's a rat.
Like, I ain't going nowhere with that.
Snitch back.
Go ahead. Jacob. Go ahead.
Deb making this in a civilian mind. Snitch back. Snitch on me, I'm a snitch back. Snitch back. Do you hit me? Go ahead.
You snitch back.
Snitch back. What the fuck type of shit is that? You thinking it's civilian, man? I don't know.
He was just about to make up a story on me just now. You know
I wasn't, Deb. I heard you, boy, pussy. I just ain't want to say where I heard it from.
Tell it.
Deb ain't never bought it.
Tell it. Because this is how.
He ain't lying.
No, no. Because this is how factual and sure. It's like, I've never done that.
Okay, hold on. You never bought no dick suck from Sherry. And granted, you got the dick sucked before she was all the way out there
on
crack.
Some real stuff.
Like, she had just
on some real stuff. Everybody that's watching this, I'm going to just say, Gil, you a rat. You a rat. And I'm not saying I've done nothing, but you telling on people. Like, what type of time? You might have got me mixed up with somebody else.
We live our truths here.
All right, how much pussy did you buy in your life? Tell the truth.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real.
You lost count. If you lost count.
No, no. I'm gonna keep it all the way real. I don't play to pay. You know what I mean?
He said he only tip.
I don't play to pay. You know what I mean? I ain't never passed off no dub for some love.
Before everybody, listen, I'm putting it out there.
I passed off 54 quick.
I'm putting it out there.
What the fuck is wrong with you? 100 and right, I done right. It.
How about this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How about this? You remember I had the gray Pontiac Sunbury before I went to jail?
Do.
Do you
with bad motor mounts on it?
Listen, no.
He had a great sunburn with bad motor mounts.
No. Do you remember this? How about this? We go down on the side block of Benjamin Franklin, and you bought that pussy. And you tell my Wallow, get out the car. And you bought the pussy. You knocked the chick off on the back seat of my car.
Snitch back.
Listen,
you're a rat.
I just want to know this. Listen, how much did you pay her? How much did you pay her?
Two, watching this.
That was before. Two, we was kids. Two. This don't count, Tootie. We was kids. This don't count. This don't even count. But I'm just saying, why you... Listen, you jumped in the back.
You a deaf, two nut-ass niggas. No, you y'all made up snitch back. What you do, snitch
back? No. I'm just saying. Listen. You was on top of it. And you had a missionary back seat.
First of all, you know how...
All I see was his hand on the window in the back.
I'm
like, yo, cuz, what you doing in there?
UMK.
Be like, chill, cuz, watch out. Make sure the cops
are... You know UMK, missionary killer.
Anybody from Philly, they know about that back, that side block. And when we used to go in Fox Valley, used to buy something. Mm-mm. You used to try something. They say you want to try something, you got to buy something.
I only bought a hand job out of Fox Valley. I only bought a hand job.
You got a hand job from some hands.
I only bought a hand job.
How you get a hand job from a hand and gave out 1,000 hand jobs?
No, she watched.
She didn't watch the hand.
Yeah, it's a dirty hand.
Listen, Fox Valley was dark. It was dark in here.
We had some dark, dirty nights.
No, I didn't hold weed. I don't know. No, I didn't. This dude, listen.
You cranked the fat bitch in Fox Valley.
He lied to me. This dude would get drunk, right?
What the fuck is you talking about?
Wait. No. This nigga is telling
you. You cranked the fat bitch in Fox Valley.
Gil, tell him.
You're lying on me, cuz. You must have put smut on my name. I'm going to just say this.
You ain't cranked a fat bitch.
Don't discriminate.
You ain't cranked that soldier boy on a fat bitch in Fox Valley.
Don't discriminate. I will say this. He got a hand job.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real.
From a hand job master, it was just a bunch of hand jobs jumping off, and you just was next.
I just wanted to drop some lotion in her palm. That's all. Let me get that out of here.
She already had lotion on her palm.
I wanted to drop some bird shit.
Wow.
Right now. Yeah. Hey, listen, man. Let's get into a fucked up situation that's going on out here.
Talk about it.
And all the women want to get married. I want just a husband that's going to love me, who's going to take care of me, who's going to be there for me every step of the way. You got niggas out here, man, I just want to be with my woman for the rest of her life, man. You know me, my baby. But 50% of marriages end in divorce.
50%?
50.
And in America, today, we did the research, 50% of people are getting divorced. So
let me tell you something. If you the one that's winning financially, I suggest you think that shit over.
And you got to remember, marriage is a business. So when you marry somebody, you know, you get married, their debt is your debt. I mean, like, they got to pay child support. You got to help them.
Right. So you mean to tell me if you and April get married, your debt is her debt? April, watch yourself. Just saying.
I don't know what he's talking about. I ain't got no debt out here. I ain't got no deal. Let me see.
Nigga, you old niggas from when you went to jail, motherfucker. The fuck is you talking about?
Oh, I don't know, but I was streets. All my stuff was cash money, bro. Cash money like your boy Baby Records.
Okay, yeah. You love Baby, don't you?
No, I'm just saying, like.
They said you was about to get a couple teardrops and a star in the middle of your shit. Just like it.
I ain't got nothing to worry about. I got an 800 credit score. I'm out here doing my thing. I don't owe nobody nothing, so. You know what I mean? We doing it one, too.
Okay, so you just want to shout out you got A-Wood. You just look at you. Yeah. He going to pull his credit score up. He went in.
A-ball, baby. 802.
He went in.
I'm out here. That's what's up.
You got an 802.
By the way, that's the flex. That's the new flex.
What's your credit score?
It ain't about no drip or none of that. I don't need all that. That's the big drip.
So the marriage is safe.
So you just flexed.
Yeah, I think that was, that's what they call it. Was that a weird flex? Some shit like that. Some shit like that.
800 credits.
They call it the big drip. That's the big drip. Big drip.
So let me ask y'all a question. So what do you feel about the marriages? I mean, 50%, that's a large number.
How many people do you know just getting married just to say they got married? Just to flex on their family member or just saying, I got married. I'm married. I'm better than you. You ain't get married. You like, how many people you think do that? How many people just want to have their stuff on Instagram and just had his life like everything is perfect? Spent a bunch of money that they don't have in order to impress a bunch of people that don't give a fuck about them for real.
Absolutely.
That really don't like them.
Okay, so this is what I don't understand.
Because we talked about this.
This is what I don't understand. How could a couple be together for 10 years, get married, and be together for 2 years, and then it's over?
It's over.
I'm confused. What the fuck changed?
Sometimes women or men might think they have more of an ownership over a person once they get married. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear women say stuff like, you my husband now. Don't go chill with your boys. And like, I've heard that so many times.
And what the fuck is the difference?
Yeah.
You're my husband now. Now shit changed. I got to change my daily life around because I said I do.
Yeah, that's what they think.
That don't make fucking sense.
Let me ask you a question, though. How much do the average wedding cost?
A shitload of money.
Yeah. Like I'm talking about a regular.
I think like 25 to 30.
What?
Well, you can get married for cheap.
Yeah, for cheaper.
But,
yeah.
But you know, most people don't want to do it cheap because at the end of the day, for the woman is, I've been dreaming of this day
since I was three.
Since I was two and a half, and I could be able to dream. I just wanted to walk down the aisle and have doves flying. And flowers dropping on me.
Oh, but that's easy then. That's easy. Oh, right. Listen, that don't cost a lot of money.
No, but they want to do that shit at the.
No, but hold up.
The Hyatt.
Let me make this. All his dreams. You make all his dreams come true. You know where you take him to? You know where you take him to?
What?
Go down to Orlando. Excuse me. Go find a church. Get a pastor. Could you go here to the park with us? Could you go to Walt Disney World with us over here?
They're not going for that, bro.
Everything he said. The flowers. That's everything he said.
Wait.
I'm just saying.
He just said some grown man and some kid shit at the same time.
No, you said that's I've been dreaming about it. The flowers flying, shit you said
but
is
you just
right
said
there.
Some grown man kid shit. That nigga said, fly to Orlando, get a reverend, and go to Disney World and get married. Who the fuck gets married next to Mickey and Goofy? What
because
the fuck
everything,
is he,
everything the he fuck said, is everything. He but think about this, Dev. Everything he said described Disney World.
Hey, you know what?
They went to flowers and went blow. All this crazy shit.
Goofy would be his best man.
That is my boy, though. I would. That wouldn't be bad,
Goofy.
Goofy right
is what Goofy does.
But hold on, Goofy.
And
can't
we
be.
Already knew you're a rat. 1, 2, 3, snitchies. What's the name of the game?
Goofy.
Hold on, hold on. What is Goofy?
Goofy's a dog. Like a dog. He's a nut.
He's a dog.
You don't even know who Goofy is.
That's Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I'm saying.
You're a rat said, next to Goofy.
I just said. Next you to. Would be with Goofy. Who the fuck wants to go to Disney World and be next to Goofy and fucking Mickey Mouse? That's what I said. Then I said, Goofy is what Goofy does, and we already know you're a rat. So that's both of them. Now, if just because you two slow niggas' brains don't work like mine's, please forgive me.
Let me say this, Def. I wouldn't have Goofy on the ring because he might lose it because he's Goofy. Think about that.
But you're in a room with two people that work in that wedding industry. You feel what I'm saying? Like me and B-Rock. And they spend that bread even on the photographer, the videographer.
How much a photographer cost?
$3,000.
The package deal?
Yeah, B-Rock.
No, it's not a package deal.
I'm about to be B-Rock manager. That nigga do a wedding every week.
Yeah. Right, listen, how about
$12,000 a month.
How about this? If we had to put the wedding together right here. If somebody said, so what did we spend? $3,000 for photos, $4,000 for photos. How much did the dress cost?
You might have spent $3,000 to $4,000 for video. You might have spent $2,000 to $3,000 for your photos. Two different things.
Oh, right. Shit.
Right.
$100 per head to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like
70 motherfuckers there.
Look, the DJs be caking.
No, Cousin Boo Boo, everybody coming.
That shit get expensive, man.
Yeah.
But the fact that 50% of the divorces is happening in America and all over the world.
What's the problem?
A lot of times the father figure ain't in the home.
So now the father ain't home. What impact do you think they have on the kids?
Right. So what impact do you think the father figure, not fuck it, take the father figure out of the kid life. What factor do you think a father figure not being in the kid's life plays?
That's major.
Because I'm going to keep it all the way real. My dad came back into my life when I was 15 turning 16, right? And I was never one of those kids that like, fuck that nigga, he ain't here for me. I never felt like that because, honestly, none of my friends had fathers.
Correct.
So that shit was like
normal. It's like the normal. It's sad that that's
shit
normal.
Was normal. Like,
where we come from. It's normal.
Honestly, I never regretted my pop on the type of time, oh, that nigga don't do nothing for me. Him, I never did because none of my homies had a father. None of them. Not one of my homies that I grew up with had a father figure.
That's fucked up.
In their fucking household. So that shit was normal. It didn't play no psychological effect on me or none of that.
It might have. You just didn't notice it in that way, bro. Because if you think about it like this, I didn't grow up with no father figure either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, this is just my opinion. I think it might have fucked up me taking authority from a man. I literally felt like can't no nigga. I would listen to a woman, an older woman. But couldn't no nigga tell me nothing. I don't give a fuck if he a grown man or nothing. It's like, I'm a man, you a man, you can't tell me shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I think it would funnel into like teachers, shit like that.
Yeah,
but with a woman, I kind of just, oh, I got my mom, my aunts, everybody always around. You feel what I'm saying? It was just different.
I'm going to say this. When I grew up in my hood, mm-hmm. it was only Mr. Saeed around. This is my, you know, brother from another mother. Saeed, dad, Mr. Saeed, he was like the only dad in the neighborhood, but everybody in my neighborhood didn't have no father. And all of us was locked up before we was in the system before I got killed. Like every homie that I had, I don't remember nobody father being around. Either father was dead on drugs or they was in a joint. So I'm gonna say this, it's like, it was crazy. It was real crazy, man, growing up. It's like that, like you heard what he said. Nobody had fathers, and that's normal. It's like, We didn't normalize dudes not taking a responsibility or dudes being mentally in another place to where it's, they say they don't want to, their fatherhood ain't for them. Right. And it's like today, where we at in the world that we at in today, it's like, man, on some real shit, if you out there and you got some kids and you take care of your kids, man, I salute you. As a, you know, black men, you know, Latino men, in the ghetto is just different, you know what I mean? But this goes to anybody, no matter your race. Like, if you a father, and you out there and you could be in your child life and you're not, I think it's necessary that you go find your children. Mm-hmm. Because you don't, the impact that a father not being in the house, it's just crazy. It's devastating. Now your child getting introduced to drugs, again, introduced to crime. It's just getting somebody there who could take advantage of your child. Mm-hmm. Like, man, on some real shit, man, it's necessary that men need to step up and really be in their children's life. Because if you're not in your children's life, somebody else might be in your children's life, and the person that's in your children's life might not be there to look out for your children the way you're supposed to be there to looking out for them. You know how many boys and girls been molested because another man was in the house that had whatever on their mind and you wasn't there to protect your child, so your daughter got molested or your son got touched, all type of crazy shit.
They ain't got nobody to come to.
And they ain't got nobody to come to. So it's like, if you out there, you in the streets, whatever you at, I advise you, man, that you put your children first and try to figure them out. And you know what I mean? And really figure this shit out and, you know, whatever's going on with the mother, and just say, you know what? My relationship with my child supersede whatever ill will or whatever I had towards the mother or whatever she done to me. Nothing is more powerful than you connecting with your child as a man. Like, you got to go get your children. Like, you got, it's a must, you know, because if I had a father, if my father was there, you know, I had a father, somebody that was in my life, but, you know, rest in peace, a big hit, but he was in the street. He was active in the street. So what do you think I supposed to do? Like, right. You know, he gave me game, but he gave me game on how to navigate in the streets.
Right. That give me a thought on something Gil said too. Like, Gil, did you know where your dad was? Like, you like seen him around or anything?
No, my dad was in the ATL.
So this is the difference. Like, with my situation, my pop would be two blocks from where we at right now. Camden Little, when I see him every few years, I just run into him going into the corner store or some shit like that. So I would see my pop. My pop might see me on the street. Oh, what's up, son? Give me $10 or something like that. Pat me on the head and shit. I go home singing his praises. You feel what I'm saying? Like, mom, my dad gave me this.
And what would your mom say?
And my mom would be like, you sold him? Like, and he gave you $10 and now you worshiping him? You know, I would see how she felt it. But when I got older, because it was just like, your dad's still a superhero. When I got older, I didn't feel like Gil felt. Like, none of my boys had dads either. But I felt a resentment once I realized, like, this nigga live here. Like, he around here. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he around here. And that, so it gave me a different feeling than what Gil might have felt. Because I used to be on some, like, if I run into my pop, like, as a teenager, I'll run into my pop, yo, we gonna stroll him. You know what I'm saying? And my friends felt the same way about their fathers.
I mean, and what's so crazy is that, you know, by the time me and my pop came around, we had a little argument, a little shit we went through, because it was like, I got kicked out of my mom's house, so I had to go live with my pop. But at the time, I'm like 16 years old. And he like, yeah, you're going to be coming. Your curfew, 11 o'clock. I'm like, nigga, I ain't came in at 11 o'clock when I was 11. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like, I'm not coming to fucking at no 11 o'clock. Nigga, I was snatching earrings at 12. Like, you think I'm coming in at 11? Oh, yeah, you got me fucked up.
That shit crazy.
We went right through it in my nanny house. I think I tried to stab him or something. I love you, Pop.
How did you gain a certain...
I'm just telling the story. I think I tried to poke a hole in him.
How did you gain that respect for him, though? How did that develop, yo?
Because at the end of the day, he came into my life. I was probably 15, 16 years old. A few years later, I had my first child. You feel what I'm saying? I was out my mom's house at 18. So now when you start living an adult life, you start to understand what adults go through.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I got to pay these motherfucking bills on the first. Damn, I got a child. Damn, my daughter need Pampers. And then my whole thing was, I feel like the most that I took from my dad not being around was me saying I would never... My kids ain't gonna never feel like that.
No, I get that.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. I never really took it like, because like I said, it was a normal thing. Like I didn't get a chance to be jealous and envious. I didn't go to my friend's house, they mom there, they dad there, they eat together, and then they sit in. See, shit like that is what make it sit in.
Yeah.
Because you go to somebody else's house and you see it, you like, damn. Then you go to this nigga house, his mom and dad there. You like, now as a kid, you like, damn, my dad don't even give a fuck about me. He ain't around. But when you go to this nigga house, he live with his grandma.
Same shit, yeah.
Like, all right. You go to this nigga house, he live with his mom. His mom on drugs. He more fucked up than what you is.
Right.
Your other friend, he live with his fucking brothers. His brother do fucking construction, ain't home all day. He basically raised himself. Like, it's like you don't really get a chance to be jealous and envious.
Does your dad bring up any guilt from the past now, like as a grown man?
No, because at the end of the day, me and my dad is the best of...
They got a great relationship.
They got a great relationship. I'm not no nigga that hold on to yesterday. Listen, man, whatever you and my mom was going through, y'all was going through that.
Yeah.
I ain't got no fucking... No issues with that, man.
What's crazy is me and my pop is tight now, and we cool, but he still, like, every once in a while, he'll get, like, in that emotional mood, because, like I ain't going to get into it, but when I was 19, some wild shit happened, and I did some vigilante shit, and I had to leave Jersey for 2 years.
We talked about that.
And the only place that I could go, I didn't know nowhere to go in the country. I didn't know nowhere to go. And my dad lived in South Carolina.
I had to make the facts. Dad robbed the liquor store.
Nah, that's not what happened.
No, it was deep in that.
Nah, for real.
He told me.
Yeah, nah, bro.
He told me about this shit. It was some crazy shit.
So I had to go somewhere. My pop was like, all right, you can come here. And that's when we
formed. Dad robbed Martin Pike
Liquors. Nah, that's not what happened.
I didn't rob a liquor store.
But that's how we got cool, because it was out of necessity. I needed to go somewhere.
You robbed the liquor store next to Cousins.
No. That joint was like, that joint is only a block away, but nah, that's not what happened.
Yeah. Nigga robbed the liquor store right next to Cousins in Camden.
That's crazy.
All my Camden people cracking the fuck up right now.
Yeah, Cousins.
They want to know, how the fuck do Gilly know about the Spanish spot Cousins in fucking Camden?
It was the dirtiest grocery store ever when we shopped there.
It was
dirtier back in the day. It was like dirty in the 80s. In the 80s, it was crazy.
Steaks. He loved them steaks.
I love the dirty steaks from Cousins.
He loved when Mickey and Minnie run over the food in there. You know how you go there, your bread have holes in there because they didn't visit it.
That shit different.
Hey, listen, let's get into, no, fuck that. What's the difference between, and we talking today's era between the younger street niggas and the older street.
Oh, that's easy. Older, that's easy.
Because you be having a lot of old niggas out here still trying to live a hold on to yesterday.
No, see.
Their whole life is a throwback Thursday.
See, the problem
is what they used to do, how much money they used to get, the bitches they used to fuck, the cars they used to drive.
A lot of them be out of touch with the reality. Some of them come home, some of them used to be. And their whole thing is what they used to be. And motherfuckers is all like, listen, man, ain't nobody trying to hear that. And what's different between then and now, that monster and gorilla that you used to be as a young boy, you're not that no more because you done did time or you got a kids now, you got a family or whatever life. Now, if I go out there, not just me, if somebody do something to a young boy, you're an older cat or whatever's going on. A young boy is not thinking about jail. They're not thinking about losing their wife, their family, the kid. Not, a young cat is moving right out. Bang. Come right back. You do something, they're going to get it. Boom, boom, boom. They not playing. Like, mm-hmm. And it's time for like, and the reality is a lot of older cats got to get the fuck out of the way. And I'm not saying all of them. Some of them understand the reality of now, and they know how to navigate through this world as it is now.
All of them.
No, not all of them. No, I'm talking
all of the old heads need to get the fuck out of the way.
You're talking about the streets. Yes. You're talking about the street. Oh, yeah, streets. Because if you old and you know what time it is, it's best to slide out and just let them do whatever they're doing because young boys is not thinking. They ain't got no time to think. Their whole thing is, you disrespecting me.
And they're very impulsive.
And I'm not letting no man disrespect me because, once again, the father wasn't there. Ain't nobody never. My dad was. So you already got that anger for that not having that father there, that boy that was in your life.
No respect for elders.
So it's like, man, fuck that.
And to all the old niggas who life is a throwback Thursday and you still want to be out here in these streets fucking with these young niggas and you want to be telling the story about what you used to be, Let me tell you what them niggas is thinking. Yeah, old head, I know what you used to be.
I heard
you
about
it. Give money, and guess what? I'm the nigga right now that you used to be.
Yeah.
So fuck with me if you want to.
I've heard niggas say shit like, you ain't shot a nigga in 8 years.
Yeah, you got
to. So fuck with me if you want to, because I'm the nigga that you telling all the stories about.
Yup.
Remember the nigga, right now, the nigga you telling me you used to be, I'm that nigga right now, and I'll shoot you till you catch on fire, bitch.
And I got more work than you ever put in.
So you better, because your work ain't updated. Yeah. I don't want to hear about the niggas you shot in 96. Nigga, I wasn't even born.
86.
I wasn't even born, nigga.
Which he was doing in jail.
You shot some niggas before I was born. I don't want to hear about that shit. That shit don't mean nothing to me. I just shot a nigga last week. So to all you old heads, please do yourself a favor and get the fuck out of these young niggas' way. That's the difference between the old street niggas and the young street niggas. Is them niggas is the nigga you used to be. So please let them niggas go through their journey in life. And to the young niggas who want to be young Thundercats, just know all of y'all ain't going to make it through. Some of you niggas are going to take that escalator ride to heaven. Some of you niggas is going to go to the penitentiary. And some of you niggas is going to go to the penitentiary and rap. And going to come the fuck back home and do the same fucking thing you was doing before you went to the penitentiary and ratted. So that's my version of the only difference between an old street nigga and a young street nigga.
There's a big difference, and it's best to just get out the way, change the game. Now we're going to take you to Stories from the Cell. Mm. It's crazy. The ingenuity of guys in prison is unbelievable. I remember I was in the shower one time. And this was later in the game of me being in prison. I was in Greatest Ford Penitentiary. And in Greatest Ford Penitentiary is different than like in other jails, like in Dallas. And, you know, you only could take a shower at 8 o'clock at night. Like it was you're not taking no shower anytime you want in the day. So if you in jail, you got to be a vicious sink. You got to be a sink warrior. Like you go work out. Afternoon is hot as shit. You got to come back.
So you use the king of the bird baths.
No, I'm just saying you got to be one. But I'm breaking it down the whole showering process. And a lot of these jails, they don't let you shower. But in Greatest Fort, you was able to shower whenever time. As soon as they open the door up in the morning, you out. You could just, is it because that was a penitentiary? It's different. Dallas was too, but it was different. It was just wide open and more. So it's early. Go to the yard on the side yard. Anybody knew Greatest Fort, they was in the side yard. I go take a nice little run. Come back. Let me jump in the shower. I jump in the shower. Old school come up in there. Because in Greatest Fort, them the old heads that been in prison, a lot of them, they got like on a minimum side, already got 30 in, 30, 40, 55, 60 years in, literally been in the penitentiary that long. So they hold mine and how they think, they still stuck in a time that don't exist no more. But they not going to play no fucking games with you. So I jump in the shower, go in there, jump in, got my shorts on. Like, you know, dudes get like the tailor to make you the brown shorts, whatever jail you was at, you bring them. So the OA come in, snatch his towel off. All he got on is these boxes, right? So I ain't paying him no attention. Hey, what's going on? I always respect the OGs. I don't care. That's just how it came up. Like,
but you speak to niggas in the shower?
Yeah, niggas talking. Niggas even talking in the shower. Like, that's penitentiary. I'm just telling you straight up. Like, what's up, OA? Like, what's up? You acknowledge. He walked in that joint. What's going on, OG? What's up, youngin? What's up, blood? All right, what's happening? When I'm young blood, whatever. So I'm doing my thing. And, like, 2 minutes of him to being in the shower, under the water. He's a nut. Under the water, all I heard is ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what the f-? Old head had his boxers on and had a knife tied around his leg, and it fell. I heard that joint drop. I seen that shit.
You was STD.
I wasn't scared to death, but you don't know. But you like... You just like, hey, anything cool? I'm like, you know, I had to make sure that wasn't about me. Or I had to make sure that whole thing wasn't subscribed to me. That whole, so I had to make sure what the fuck is going on. Cause I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. I made a bend.
Yeah,
I'm
he was like, about to have your butthole bleeding like, with that knife, like the homie, like your roofie boy.
Hold on. So I'm like, so when I turn around, I do like, oh, yeah, anything cool? He's like, yeah, anything cool, blood? John fell. He go back. I'm like, only thing I'm activating is I usually dry off, but I ain't worried about drying off. I slid over to the jaw. Cause listen, I slid over to the jaw, grabbed my towel, and I bent out that jaw. Excuse me. I bent out that jaw. I went back to the cell and I'm like, hold up. I know I didn't see what I didn't see. So when I go back to the cell, my door, I was in B211. Anybody know on A block, it ain't too far from it. So you can look at your door and see the shower. So I had to make sure that wasn't about me. So I'm still like, even though he notified me that it wasn't. I had to make sure, right? Because I, you know, them old school players, you got to stand. A lot of old heads, listen, and it's not to nobody personally, but a lot of old heads that was in jail back in the day, like, that's still down, I'm talking about have been down, not all of them, don't get me wrong. They was cool with fucking the fuck back in the day. But times changed when a bunch of young people started to come. So now jail changed because dudes... grandsons who's coming to jail, they nephews, and they ain't with that smut back on the street. Cause a motherfucker come to jail and call him, hey mom, you know, Uncle what's name up here? He had somebody in the cell with him. Somebody in the cell. Yeah. He had this boy in the cell named with him named Keisha. Keisha, they got women in there? No, Uncle up here getting some ass. So listen, that started happening. And what happened was it became a lot of tension. Cause I ain't gonna tell you, like in the 90s. I ain't gonna hold you like in the 90s. A lot of old heads was mad because a lot of young boys started coming to jail and they had to put their dick back on the shelf. They couldn't have their dick. They was mad. They had to put because they was up there fucking like crazy, like on some real shit. Like and to the point where
you fucking
man, you better get the fuck out of here, man. The fuck is the matter with you, man? Right. No, on you some real shit.
I just had to throw that out there.
No, don't throw shit out there. On some real shit. And it's not saying nobody
was you fucking like when, no. When niggas came up there, did you have to put your dick on the shit?
No, did you?
Damn, me up there, damn old cousin.
No, it's a real shit. So
somebody stab little cuz, get him shipped out. He got his own little cuz stabbed. Little cuz, I got to put my dick on his shelf. Stab that nigga, get him out of here.
So with some real shit, it was crazy, man. Like, because you don't know, like you got old heads, right? And you'll be talking to one of the old heads from down the way. They from back in the day, be like, damn, OG, what's going on, old head? He be like, hey, young blood, what's going on? Let me out. Listen, what's going on with such and such? You could then get a little conversation. Like, say me and Gil standing there, and that might be an old head from down the way. He might know our pop or knew our aunt, somebody, right? So you talking to him for a minute, and then a punk will walk by, and he be talking to us. He be like, hey, baby, how you doing? You be like, oh, what the fuck is you doing? I'm here, don't have me. And you just be like, he be like, no, that's cool. She cool. No, she not. The fuck is you mean, she? Like, you trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, and you don't know. Like, you really don't know. And you always like, no, that's good. No, it's not. And then you come to find out, you ask another old head, oh, what's up? What's the name, Skip? Oh, wait. Oh, stay the fuck away from me, man. That nigga's an animal. What you mean he animal? That nigga, man, he been in jail for 15 years. He had 15 boyfriends there. I said, what? Oh, shit. That nigga was a legend down the way. That nigga ain't who he was. All them stories you heard about that nigga, because you know, it's no bullshit, man. When anything I love, my homie, dude I grew up with, I ain't saying nobody's name. Anybody that know us, they know.
He's always talking, my pops, he this, he that. My pop, this, that, and the third. We go up to jail. I go up to jail, ran into his papa, called out of the way. I was like, yo, man, what's the name they talking about his pop? His pop's gay. He's gay. I'm not, excuse me, not, he's gay. You're like, what? Yeah, like, what? No, no, I already go tell him. I said, hold on, tell him that, because his pop's still here. I don't want to run into his pop. Don't give me no problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he catch you in the shower, nigga.
Uh-huh. Don't give me no problems. You
Big
know what I'm
Wallow,
saying?
Gay Wallow ain't even signed up for that shit.
He'll stab you two ways, nigga.
Yeah.
Wallow trying to wash up with a phone book taped to his chest. How you going to do that?
Nah, man, you'd be surprised.
Let's get in $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
He said, yo, OG, I've been talking to this girl for a while now. And everything has been going good. The only problem is we started talking right after she broke up with her boyfriend. Now, I don't know if she broke up with him so she could talk to me or if it's coincidental. But how am I supposed to know if she really fucking with me or if I'm just a rebound? Well, at the end of the day, bro, just trust the process. Because I'm going to keep it all the way real. Ain't no pussy like rebound pussy. She fucking all the frustrations of that nigga.
That's why he really wanted to be special.
She's fucking all the frustrations on your dick. Enjoy life right now, player. She taking all the frustrations out on you. She fucking you into a coma. Don't worry about it. Be Dennis Rodman, nigga. Get all the rebounds. No pussy like, let me tell you something. Because if it is rebound, you're getting the best of the best right now. So, if y'all do end up being together, it's only going to get worse from here, player. So, you might as well get that good rebound pussy because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something the old head told me back in the day. I think I told y'all this already. Old head said, ain't no pussy like new pussy.
And ain't no pussy like two pussies.
And ain't no, and the only pussy that's better than new pussy is two pussies.
You see that?
So you got some new pussy right now, and it's off a rebound, and she fucking you with all the frustrations of her ex nigga. Please get the fuck out of my DM and enjoy that vagina.
Enjoy, sir. Enjoy yourself, sir.
Enjoy that vagina and all the frustrations that she taking out on the dick. Enjoy that vagina, young man. You know what I mean? And if it end up going somewhere else, then enjoy the motherfucking ride. All right. Listen. Who would you be? Now, this is going to get a little crazy. They give you receive.
Oh, Tootie calling. You sure you want to answer that last time? Last time she called you, she played you. Put it on speed.
Two, I'm in the middle of my podcast, Two. You want to do this every week? You want to do this every week?
Just is working sure you're okay because there's like a billion cops in the alleyway.
Because what?
A billion cops in the alleyway.
Oh,
upstairs?
Yes, that's why I was like, what?
What the fuck happened?
Is that them knocking on the door?
Oh, my God.
Hey, stop!
Oh, we going down.
Oh, my God. That's them knocking on the door. Hold, Two. I hit you back. They knocking on the door, Two.
We going to jail, Tootie. Oh, my God.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen. You get $30 million.
Yo, the cops is upstairs, man.
Fuck the cops. Yeah, I ain't did nothing wrong. Listen. You get $30 million. But you got one leg. You get $30 million. But you got to do 10 years in jail. Or you get $30 million. And your dick don't work no more. Who
what?
You going to be?
I mean, nobody's picking the dick don't work.
Shit, I ain't going to jail for 10 years, and I damn sure ain't doing the one leg joint. So
yes, you will. You'll use the leg. They got prosthetic joints.
A bitch will be out here sucking fucking, she be sucking a saggy dick.
I'm taking the dude with his piece don't work. I got 30 minutes, I'll go get it hooked up.
No, what? But no, you can't get it hooked up.
How you gonna say you can't get it?
You
said I got 30 million and my piece don't work.
You can't do it.
Are you telling me I can't go get paid some?
You can't do
it.
That's the part of the joint. You gotta have your piece is dead from here on out. Your shit boo. Can't a bitch blow. She can't give your mouth to dick resuscitation and bring you back to life at all. You got $30 million, but your dick is dead. A bitch will be out here sucking a saggy dick.
My shit be dropping all out of my mouth.
No, I'm paying. Listen. If you got 30 M's, you're going to pay to get your piece back.
But no, he's saying you can't get your piece back. What you doing? What you doing, Gil?
Bitch, I'm telling you, bitch, I had my dick in her mouth. As soon as the dick come out of mouth, it'd be like.
Hold on, so you going
he going to let his piece be
out. Hold on, you going to let your piece go out? You ain't going to feel nothing.
Hey, you think I'm be running around here hopping and shit to the back?
All right, but think about this.
No, I'm not. I don't want to be like that.
Listen.
Shout out, no disrespect to anybody who's lost their leg, but I don't want to be like that. And I damn sure ain't going to jail for 10 years all for right. no fucking money.
So imagine this. If we were single, though, you got one leg, right?
Uh-huh.
You got 30 million. Imagine the episodes you could do with one leg, like more heads the chicks could fit because you only got one leg right here. You do know how they got to fit.
You're boom. Crazy.
But I'm saying now, you could get four joints. Like,
he always go back to his porno.
Well, he'll be Dev with the kickstand. That's cool. Kickstand Dev.
Yo,
one leg chuck. Just line him up.
And
he pornos. Lean on his joint. Yeah,
and point
30.
Hey, he'll lean Dev up against the wall.
Lean him up. He get it short.
But he
be getting his dick sucked like this. He got one leg, they lean against the wall.
His leg in the air.
Fuck is that I'm talking about? All right, so you taking a one leg. That's cool.
Y'all would too.
No, I'm not. Don't tell me what the fuck I'm taking. I'm taking a soggy dick. Fuck is you talking about?
I ain't taking a one leg.
I ain't taking a. What you doing? You doing a 10 years in jail? Fuck it. I already did 20. Make it 30.
My piece got to go out.
For real? Said, yo, y'all crazy. No way.
Listen, man. Listen, straight up, I can't do that, man. Yo, one
they
leg.
They got prosthetic Jones.
Prosthetic legs?
Yeah, like fake Jones.
No, your whole purpose is so you could do some porn that ain't out yet. Some kinky porn.
Drake bought my boy Quentin Miller a fake leg.
I'll be eating ass pussy.
Damn.
I'll be a ass and pussy eating maniac.
Yup.
Anytime a bitch lay down, all she is, he's a maniac.
I believe my piece will come back alive one day.
No, see, but you add an extra shit to the story. There's no piece. It's not coming back. It's dead.
Your piece is in heaven.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. It's a noodle. It is what it is.
I got my piece going to come back alive.
I can't do, listen. The thought of me, like, that'd be horrifying, my piece is.
Hey, that nigga be on 8 Rangers.
Yo, but then what you going to do? Your balls is just filled up. You can't let the clip go. Like how you live? Like what are you going to do? You got to go to the doctor, get it drained. Like how it work? Like I'm trying to figure this out.
How you going?
I tell you one thing.
Like it's more bullets keep going in the clip and you can't shoot it.
I tell you one thing. Dev always talk that karate shit. Give Dev one leg.
He gonna lose his mind.
I'll whip the fuck out of
Dev. No, this is the thing.
Hey, I'll foot sweep the shit out there.
No, you got people out there.
Nah, you would be able to do that.
Listen,
that's right.
Listen,
that's a fact.
Listen. He ain't got no balance. I'll foot sweep the shit out there one wham. Leg. Wham! Fuck Dev up. Dev hit the mat. I'll be dropping. He be trying to get up, struggling, trying to get up, roll over. I choke the shit out
damn,
of him.
Damn.
Throw him all in the joint. What's this joint?
You would take advantage of
me. Damn, I can't do the art.
You would take advantage of me.
What's the joint where you put your arms under a nigga joint and have
Paul
your
Nelson?
Yeah, put your head forward. Pussy, shut up. He ain't got no balance. He got one.
So you just torch. You a torch.
Torch your shit out of him. Pick him all up. Dump him on
his
shit.
But he got 30 buddies. He got 30 million. He gets you hit.
No, listen. I get my karate brothers. Look, he met him the other day. He met him the other day.
Two niggas on steroids in a short old head with the bird neck.
Oh, he's dangerous.
I'm fucking all them niggas up. He had two. Then I leave. He texts me. Yo, the guy just walked in. One of the strongest men in the world.
Coming. No, not in the world. In America. In America.
In America. Okay. All that tells me is he needs some pussy. What the fuck is
his piece might be dead. You know that stuff. Dead. You know the roids kill your piece. They say the roids kill your piece. They said
oh my
shit.
God!
Is that man on them roids?
I'm on roids.
Because we know your dick dead. Red Rangers, Blue Rangers,
Green Rangers, Three Rangers, Four Rangers.
Peace done.
That's why you front time I take the one leg. Your piece already dead. You get right. Nah, just imagine getting 30 million right now. Your piece dead.
This
already.
The craziest part. Like now, I'm thinking like, damn, I can't do the arts with one leg. Well, you can, but
you ain't worrying about no arts. You got that parade. He ain't worrying about no arts.
Mm-hmm.
He tripping.
Damn, but the fact that he could just sweep my leg is crazy.
I sweep the shit out of his leg, kick the shit out that joint. He ain't got no balance. He talk all that jujitsu shit.
You go right out his ear. Listen, his leg in the ear. As you hit it, wham! Poof! He'd drop all his biscuit. He'd be all on his top. Now listen, to change the subject, what you listening to right now?
Lil Durk new album.
He love it. He listen, he's a... Yeah, do you know Durk? Durk, listen, he love Durk. Now, who you listen to?
I listen to this dude named Xavier Molly. He got a joint called Russia. He dope.
Xavier Molly.
Molly, yeah, he dope.
That's a freak name.
No, what'd you say?
And you still Molly. Listening? And you still listening to Durk? No, Molly, like Mali.
Oh,
so you listening to that new Durk now?
Yeah,
I'm telling you that new
Durk.
Talking
about the new Durk.
That new Durk, man, is crazy.
For me personally, I'm listening to a lot of young cats, but right now I'm really zoned in on like the anthology of Jay-Z. I'm listening to every joint he ever put out. Just right now, I just had in there. Everything. 444, Reasonable Doubt, everything.
444 Black was album. A whack-ass album.
No, that was it was a lot of information.
I didn't like it as much as people talked about it. People talked about it like it was crazy. It's on his lower level of albums for me, and I'm a Hov fan.
I fuck with Hov. I'm a Hov fan, but that shit was whack. Cut it out, Wallow. Listening to 444, you need to listen to 555.
And I'm listening. And I'm listening to Tribe Called Quest, as always. Always listening to Tribe Called Quest.
Yo, first off, yo, we already...
I don't listen to Tribe Called Quest.
All right, that's cool.
Rest in peace, Fife Dawg.
Okay, that's cool. I like that.
See, I like that.
You're doing better.
That's what's up, man.
Because the last time I was like, rest in peace to them niggas. It was like, damn, only one nigga died. Fuck is you talking about? And I wasn't even saying it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get a proper respect.
Okay, I respect that. That's cool.
But I don't listen to them niggas. Thank y'all for tuning in to Million Dollars Worth of Game. We appreciate y'all every single week making us the number one music podcast in the country. I'm Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like, wait, hold on. And that's Devin Nasty with an IN on the end.
Yeah.
That sound too pornish.
Well, you was a porn nigga.
He was a porn star.
All right, let's leave it alone.
And it's just like that.
Right!